This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
At GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. But in this hour, we're going to take your listener phone calls. That's right. This is your hour. This is the chance when you can talk back to the radio. How many times have you listened to the radio or television and something catches your attention? Something about space, something about dinosaurs, something about DNA, about cancer, something that intrigues you, but hey, you're all alone. There's nobody to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can give me a call by calling 612-564-8135. You'll hear a recording. Simply leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment, and perhaps you can get on national radio. And be sure to go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And it lists all the different kinds of media appearances, books I've written. I've written four New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity, Our Future in Outer Space, as we begin to go to the moon, and then on to Mars, and then perhaps colonizing Mars, and then even beyond that, to the asteroid belt, and who knows, maybe even to the stars. All that chronicled in my latest New York Times bestseller, The Future of Humanity. And once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, to find out where I'll be speaking. And maybe I'll be speaking in a city next to you. Maybe I'll be signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. And after I sign your book, you can go to eBay and auction it off for money. That's right. Go to eBay and look at autographed books, and you realize that, hey, I could actually make money on Professor Kaku's book tour. That's right, if you have it autographed. And so once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. And remember, no question is, quote, too dumb or too stupid to put on national radio. Because sometimes the dumbest questions are the most profound, the most revealing questions of all. And so once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Okay, well, let's move on now to the first listener phone call.
My name is Shirley. The last name is Critchy. The call letters of the radio station I listen to is KONA. The city I'm calling from is West Richland, Washington. My question has the question, why is there more matter than antimatter, been answered? I would like to know if the answer may be connected to the gravity of black holes and matter which comes out white on the other side, unless the negative energy is too great and the hole explodes. Thank you.
Wow, what a question. Well, let's break it down, because you're asking something that is at the cutting edge of science, and you're asking questions that the correct answer is, well, we physicists don't know. So let's break it down one by one. First of all, there is matter, of course, matter which makes up our world, the Earth, the Sun, the stars, matter. But there's also antimatter, which is the opposite of ordinary matter. When the two come in contact, they annihilate like, for example, in an atomic bomb. So you don't want to get too close to something made out of antimatter. Antimatter has the opposite charge of matter, so the antiproton has a negative charge, which is the opposite of what we learned in high school. The electron normally has a negative charge, but the anti-electron has a positive charge. So, therefore, you can create anti-atoms. In fact, we've done that. At CERN, outside Geneva, Switzerland, we have this gigantic atom smasher costing over $10 billion. And that atom smasher has created beams, beams of pure antimatter. And when you combine antimatter with other forms of antimatter, you get anti-atoms. And believe it or not, we have created anti-hydrogen. That is, an anti-electron circulating an anti-proton. Now, you ask a very embarrassing question to a physicist. By rights, we think that at the Big Bang, the beginning of the universe, everything was symmetrical in our equations. Therefore, we should have had an equal amount of matter and antimatter. And, of course, they annihilate each other. So, in some sense, we shouldn't be here. I repeat, we shouldn't be here because, by rights, an equal amount of matter and antimatter at the beginning of the universe should have annihilated into a bunch of gamma rays, and we should not be here. And so, the first embarrassing question is, why are we here at all? Well, let's actually measure the amount of antimatter in the universe. Using our satellites, we can detect the fingerprint of antimatter. When antimatter collides with matter, it creates gamma rays of 1.02 million electron volts, and that's a signature, the fingerprint of the presence of antimatter in outer space. So when we scan the heavens, what do we find? Almost nothing. Almost nothing at that energy. In other words, sorry to say, the universe really is made out of matter. Not equal amounts of matter and antimatter. And that is a mystery. What's the answer? We don't know. In fact, there's a Nobel Prize waiting for somebody that figures out why we exist at all, why there is more matter than antimatter, and thank God that's true. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. Our atoms would have annihilated and burst into energy billions of years ago, and the Big Bang, in some sense, would have been a dud. Now, the leading theory of all this is called string theory, which is what I do for a living. And even in string theory, you have to sort of put it in by hand and fudge it a bit. So even string theory, which is the leading theory for the ultimate theory of everything, it's not quite clear why we have this problem. Now, if you want to Google this problem, go to the website of the American Physical Society, or simply Google matter antimatter annihilation, or the CPT theorem and CP violation. Google CP violation, and you'll get all the scientific papers that theorize about what might be causing it, but the bottom line is, we are clueless. Now, the listener had a rather ingenious way of resolving the crisis. Let's say we have matter plunging into a black hole. Where does it go? We don't know. That's another big question. But some people think maybe it's blown out the other end as a white hole. And then the question that she asked was, if matter disappears into a black hole and perhaps wind up someplace else as a white hole, can that cause the difference between matter and antimatter? Well, actually, that question we can answer, and the answer is no. It turns out that objects falling into black holes obey the usual laws of quantum mechanics, and therefore, if you have an atom that goes into a black hole, it remains an atom. It does not turn into an anti-atom. And so, once again, to sum up, the answer to the question that was asked is, we physicists don't know, but here's a suggestion. If you ever figure out the reason why there is more matter than antimatter in the universe, tell me first, and we too will split the Nobel Prize money together. We too will become millionaires, winning the Nobel Prize and having our names carved in stone. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Professor Michio Kaku, this is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, the lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. All you have to do is get to the phones. Call 612-564-8135. Once again, that's 612-564-8135. When you hear the recording, leave your name, call later to the radio station you're listening to, the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bugging you, and here's your chance to have an answer. You know, one time I was doing a book tour, and I passed through the Midwest, and a guy comes up to me and says, "Professor, you really, really have to answer my question." And I thought, well, that's a rather strange thing to say. Why do I have to answer this question? And then he said something rather interesting, which caught me by surprise. He said, "Well, if you don't answer this question, I may have to wait another 10, 20 years before a theoretical physicist passes through my neck of the woods. And so please answer it now so I don't have to wait a few decades for the next answer." And I realized that, well, he was right. I mean, unfortunately, we professional physicists almost never interact with the public. That's right. We tend to keep to ourselves because, well, most of us think it's a bother answering questions from the public because they're uneducated, they're dumb, whatever. And so, unfortunately, many people, their questions are never answered. Well, this is the chance where you can get to the phones and make it right. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hey, Dr. Kaku. My name is Eddie Bryant. I'm calling from Murphy, North Carolina. I'm listening to you from your website. And my question is this. I've heard Neil deGrasse Tyson say that if he could travel to another universe, he would avoid doing so because on arrival, the laws of that universe could be different and he could just turn to a blob of goo upon arrival. My question regarding that is the theoretical graviton particle, and now believe that it can traverse the strings no problem because it is of a size that allows it to do so. But if the graviton particle doesn't follow different rules on different universes, does that mean at some kind of quantum scale that everything behaves the same in all universes? Or does the graviton particle possibly operate different in a different universe? Thank you.
Well, you ask a question which is at the cutting edge of physics, but let me give you a straight answer. First of all, the theory you're talking about is the multiverse theory, and there are different variations of the multiverse theory. The leading variation is called inflation, where there was a supercharged inflation at the beginning of the universe, much faster than the conventional Big Bang, and because it's a quantum theory, it happens again. And again and again. In quantum mechanics, if something happens, there's a certain probability that it'll happen again and again. So if the Big Bang obeys quantum mechanics, then it means that Big Bangs are happening all the time. Baby universes are fissioning off from our parent universe. So think of our universe as a big gigantic soap bubble, and baby soap bubbles keep fissioning off, creating baby universes. And then the question you ask is, well, what happens if I enter one of these baby universes? Well, of course, in science fiction, we always like to dream that we can enter another universe where things are upside down, backwards, and crazy, and that makes for a lot of good plot lines. But as my friend Neil Tyson has pointed out, there's also a probability that the laws of physics are different in these other universes. For example, the proton may not be stable in these other universes, in which case a proton decays into a bunch of anti-electrons and neutrinos, in which case your body turns into dust. Your body will disintegrate, turn into a dust of subatomic particles, because stable matter depends upon stable protons. Our universe depends on having protons which are stable for trillions of years, or else we have no stars. And no stars means no life. However, I should also point out that there's also a probability that there are other universes where things are just like our universe. Protons are stable. They have DNA, just like our DNA. And they have people, perhaps, just like ours, except maybe a twist. Maybe you went to a different college, entered a different occupation, married a different spouse, or maybe you have a twin brother or a twin sister, or maybe you don't even exist at all. In fact, your mind goes crazy thinking about all possible quantum universes that can exist in the multiverse. And so this is the stuff of science fiction. The only difference is that we physicists are now taking all these bizarre cockamamie ideas very seriously. And if you don't believe me, just Google the word multiverse, and you'll see all the good papers as well as crazy papers that are being introduced because of the fact that once you quantize the Big Bang, that is, once you apply quantum mechanics or atomic physics to the Big Bang, you have multiple universes. And then you ask yet another question, and that is about the graviton and whether the graviton would have different properties. And the answer is no. First of all, we have Einstein's theory of gravity, which says that space-time is like a trampoline net. You can bend it, squeeze it, stretch it, compress it. So the fabric of space and time is stretchable. However, there are ripples. Ripples along the fabric of space-time, and these ripples are particle-like, and they're called gravitons. For example, look at the particle of light. The particle of light is a photon. A photon is a particle of light. Whenever I watch Star Trek, I kind of like giggle to myself whenever Captain Kirk says, fire the photon torpedoes, because what is a photon torpedo? A photon torpedo is a flashlight. That's all it is. So there they are turning on their flashlights trying to battle the Klingons. Well, gravity also has tiny particles associated with it, and they're called gravitons. But yeah, gravitons can go between universes. We believe that. But when they go between universes, they don't change. Atoms may change. That is, a proton may become unstable going through a wormhole. And in that situation, your universe becomes unstable and you disintegrate. However, gravitons are particles of gravity, and therefore they remain pretty much the same in any universe. Now, if your mind is swimming at this point, there's a book you can read called Parallel Worlds that I wrote years ago, and it explains all the incredible developments once you assume that atomic physics has to apply to the Big Bang, necessitating a multiverse of universes. So get a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Armand from Queens, and I was wondering, Ray Kurzweil thinks that the singularity is going to happen around 2030. What do you think? I believe, personally, that it's going to happen a little earlier because of the way technology is expanding. And by singularity, I mean like where we bind with machines and we can have like almost immortality. I think it'll happen around 2025, but what do you think? Have a great one. Show is awesome.
Peace. Okay, well, let's talk about the singularity. First of all, Ray Kurzweil is a friend of mine. I've interviewed him several times for the Science Channel and also for Science Fantastic. That's right. We've had Ray several times on radio. And Ray now works for Google. He's one of the imagineers of Google thinking about what the world will look like in the coming decades. And his book is called The Singularity is Near. And what is a singularity? First of all, the word comes from physics, my physics, that is black hole physics. And so we think that the center of a black hole, there's a rip in the fabric of space-time called a singularity. However, the singularity, when applied to computers, is the point where, well, depending upon how you define it, when machines become smarter than humans. Now, there are many ways to define singularity. One way is to simply say the humans are simply outdistanced by robots. Robots become smarter than us. Another definition is that robots have children, which are smarter than them. They have kids, grandkids, which are even smarter than them. And this process goes on very fast until the robots take over. The robots take over not just the Earth, but they take over the solar system. They begin to cannibalize atoms of the Earth to create computers, gigantic computers the size of the Earth. And eventually they eat up the stars, and eventually they eat up the galaxies. So what about that singularity? Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to talk about what happens when the robots become smarter than us. Once again, this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Sweden is an official NATO member nation, capping the largest expansion of the Western Alliance in decades. The Swedish Prime Minister came to the U.S. this week to deliver the news. He says Sweden is in NATO to stay.
The security situation in our region has not been this serious since the Second World War. Russia will stay a serious threat to the Euro-Atlantic security for the foreseeable future.
The move is welcomed by top U.S. officials who say Russian President Vladimir Putin should take notice. The Pentagon has stated there is no indication of the U.S. concealing the presence of UFOs. On Friday, the Department of Defense published a 63-page report on unidentified anomalous phenomena, asserting that most sightings were due to misidentifications of everyday objects and phenomena. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we go right to the cutting edge of science. Right to the point where science, in fact, begins to meet science fiction. And if you want to have your thoughts talked about and your questions answered, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we had a question about the singularity, and there are many definitions of it. One definition of the singularity is when robots become smarter than us. Another definition of the singularity is what happens when robots beget other robots, each one smarter than the previous one, and it goes on forever. And then the robots take over, not just humanity, they take over the Earth. They took over the solar system. In fact, I once interviewed Ray Kurzweil, who is a futurist with Google, and he mentioned that when he looks at the stars at night, he sometimes wonders, out there, with so many stars, maybe one of those stars has a planet which has reached the singularity already, and perhaps they're already engineering their solar system. Perhaps they're moving planets, moving stars around. I mean, the mind starts to boggle thinking about what happens when intelligence can go haywire and become infinitely powerful. Think about that. Well, then the question was, how real are any of these scenarios? Well, first of all, let me point out that Moore's Law, which simply says a computer power doubles every 18 months, is slowing down. So all the wonders of technology that we enjoy today are not happening on schedule anymore because we're now making transistors the size of, well, the size of molecules, and the age of silicon can come to an end. And a lot of these calculations of the singularity are based on extrapolating Moore's Law into the future. Now, that doesn't mean that we cannot replace silicon with molecular computers, quantum computers, atomic computers, DNA computers, protein computers, and optical computers. The problem is we don't have them yet. And so at the present time, we don't know if Moore's Law is going to continue, and therefore that adds a certain amount of uncertainty as to when the robots are going to become smarter than us. I personally think that by the end of the century, perhaps we'll have machines that can compute faster than us, that begin to rival human intelligence, that have self-awareness. Now, once robots have self-awareness, they could become dangerous. Let's not be naive about this. Elon Musk has said that robots pose an existential threat to humanity. Well, I think for the coming decades, I think Zuckerberg is right. Artificial intelligence will give us jobs, economic growth, activity, billion-dollar corporations. In other words, a new renaissance. However, late in the century, robots could become self-aware. At that point, I think we should put a chip in their brain to shut them off if they have murderous thoughts. But then some people say to me, Professor, let's not be naive. I mean, at a certain point, the robots are not stupid. They'll figure out that we have a fail-safe system, and they'll simply remove it and continue to become super smart. Then, smarty pants, what happens to us? Well, at that point, I think we should, and this is again over a century from now, I think we should merge with them. Why fight it? Merge with them. That is, become superhuman. Become Superman and Superwoman with superpowers. They'll look just like us, except they'll have superhuman abilities, and they will be our future. Okay, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure have stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour because it's open mic on Science Fantastic. That's right. Here's your chance to talk back to the TV and the radio and the newspapers. Every time you open the papers or turn on the dial, you hear these science stories coming at you about the space program, about Mars, about the Big Bang, about new breakthroughs in cancer research, about new breakthroughs in medicine. But you're all alone. You have no one to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can get to the telephones and call 612-564-8135 and ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bugging you. And if you don't want to do it, why don't you put your kids on the phone and have them ask that same question. So once again, the lines are open. You can always call us at 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Hausman. I'm calling out of Orange City, Florida on radio station 93.5. My question for Dr. Kaku is, in the future, could it be theoretically possible to have something handheld or the size of, you know, like a computer that could generate enough energy to warp space-time for our benefit to use for whatever we want to use it for? Will we someday have the ability to warp space-time like we can control electromagnetism now? Thank you.
Well, the short answer is probably no, but let me give you some caveats with regards to the known laws of physics. First of all, why don't we have ray guns? Why don't we have fleets of flying cars? Why don't we have hoverboards? Well, it turns out that, well, hoverboards and flying cars and ray guns, well, yeah, they do exist. However, there is a weakness that is never talked about in the science fiction movies. Why don't we have ray guns? The answer is very simple. The lack of a portable power pack. That's the reason why we don't have flying cars everywhere, ray guns, and all the goodies that you see in science fiction movies. For example, we can create a ray gun that'll blow a mountain apart. Yes, it's possible. But behind the ray gun, you have to have a nuclear power plant to generate that enormous amount of energy. In other words, a laser beam can carry vast amounts of energy sufficient to obliterate most known objects, but you need something like a nuclear power plant behind the ray gun in order to energize it. That's the problem. Now, at the present time, the only portable power pack that is powerful enough to do many of the things you see in science fiction is a hydrogen bomb. Well, there's a problem there, and that is a hydrogen bomb is so powerful that there's no known way of containing the energy, and you blow yourself up in the process. So what we need is some kind of nano battery. The use of some kind of atomic nanotechnology in order to miniaturize the power source so that we can then begin to create the feats of science fiction. Now, you ask an even deeper question than that. What about warp drive? Well, yes, warp drive is possible in the sense that ordinary matter and energy warps the fabric of space and time. But we know exactly how much energy is necessary to create a certain amount of warping. To create a warp that is sufficient to drill a hole in space, to open up a gateway to another sector of the galaxy, requires energy on the scale of a black hole. So again, I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying that it would take a very advanced civilization in outer space, capable of playing with black holes in order to create a portable power pack that can warp the fabric of space and time. So in other words, don't hold your breath. Now, in order to calculate the amount of energy necessary to do this, we have to use what is called a Kardashev scale, a type 1, type 2, or type 3 civilization. A type 1 civilization has the power of an entire planet. They use up all the energy that comes on the planet from the sun. They are maybe 100 years more advanced than us. They would be like Buck Rogers or Flash Gordon. A type 2 civilization is stellar, like Star Trek. They can play with individual stars. They can colonize nearby planets and harness the energy of an entire star. That is type 2. They play with stars. Type 3 is what you are talking about, and that is a civilization that can play with black holes. They are galactic, like Star Wars. So maybe somebody in Star Wars, in that universe, would have the ability to create a portable warp drive device. However, for us, what are we? We are type 0.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we take any and all questions about science, even goofy ones. Questions which seem to be rather outlandish, because you deserve a straightforward answer from a scientist. So, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And if you think your question is too goofy, just remember that if you have a question, chances are thousands of other people also have that same question, but are simply too embarrassed to ask because they don't want to sound silly on national radio. Well, you're not going to be silly on Science Fantastic because we take any and all questions. So give us a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Roger. I'm listening to you on 1450 KVKW. My question was, as DNA came into place, can people clone other humans yet, or have humans been cloned throughout the world? Maybe we just don't know about it yet. But I was thinking with DNA, for sure, it has been done already. That's my question. Thank you.
Okay, that's a valid question. The answer to your question is, so far, no. However, it is inevitable that at some point or other, it will happen. So let me back up a bit. First of all of us are made out of DNA, which is the code of life. One molecule of DNA contains all the information and principle necessary to create a copy of you. DNA makes copies of itself all the time, and that's why we can live. And then the question is, what happens if we artificially make a copy of the DNA, and that is called cloning. So a clone is a genetic twin, not made by a mother, but a genetic twin using biotechnology. Now, as you know, it's commercially available now. We can clone pets, dogs, cats, even horses. We can clone household pets and animals, and people have done that. We all hear about stories of some celebrity that lost a cherished dog or a cat and wants to bring it back to life. Well, of course, you're not really bringing back the original. The memories are all different. However, the genetics are roughly the same. You're talking about a clone. Now, have we cloned monkeys, primates? And the answer is no. At the present time, we have cloned farm animals, we've cloned pets, but we have not yet cloned a primate or a monkey. And that means certainly we have not yet cloned a human. Now, does that mean that we haven't cloned individual cells of humans? And every once in a while in the media, you hear that scientists have been successful to clone individual cells of humans, in some sense playing God, but not creating a clone that looks like you and me. That has not yet been done. Will it be done eventually? I think yes. Originally, even the Catholic Church railed against cloning, but I think one day it'll be accepted. It's inevitable, and it's not going to be such a big deal. I mean, after all, who's going to be cloning? Rich people who have no heirs, or rich people who have no heirs they particularly care for. They'll want to clone themselves and give their money to themselves as children to start all over again. So I think the usefulness of human cloning is going to be rather limited. Not everyone is going to want to clone. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
My name's Tim Barnett. Live in Shelton, Washington. But my question would be, how do we warm ourselves with all the technology with a cheap and easy way other than wood that our caveman ancestors warmed themselves with? All right, thanks.
Well, you asked the $64,000 question as to what is going to be the energy supply of the future. Our ancestors, of course, discovered fire. That was one of the pivotal events in human history. And what did we burn? We burned wood. And that opened up civilization as we know it thousands of years ago. Well, today we're reaching yet another milestone. We went from wood to things like coal and charcoal and now oil. And beyond that, what are we looking at? Well, beyond that, we're looking at variations of hydrogen power. First of all, solar and wind. Why don't we have solar and wind power? Why is it that only Hollywood millionaires have gigantic, beautiful, gorgeous solar and wind-powered homes, but not the average Joe and Jane? Well, because of inefficiency. It turns out that solar and wind are not that efficient. What happens when the sun doesn't shine and the winds don't blow? That's where the battery comes in. The bottleneck in terms of creating cheap and renewable energy sources is the battery. But battery power is getting cheaper every year at 7% per year. And it does mean that with super batteries being created, it does mean that one day solar and wind power will become fully economical and competitive. And then there's the dark horse, and that is fusion power. We physicists are betting the store on fusion, but to be honest, every year we push the date of fusion back. And if you want to find out more about fusion, then go to the web, type ITER. And the ITER is the initials for this thermonuclear reactor being built in southern France. It's bankrolled by the United States, the European Union, Russia, Korea, Japan, and, of course, many European nations. And one day, it will replace oil and coal, but not yet. When would it happen? As I mentioned, perhaps around 2050. So don't hold your breath. Fusion power is the future, but perhaps it's not the future for us. Perhaps the next generation will have the benefits of fusion power. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can ask that question.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.